Turning now to her section, which is the introduction to the part of her book For Your Own Good that is titled The Last Act of the Silent Drama, The World Reacts with Horror, within which is the chapter The War of Annihilation Against the Self, which is introduced by a brief section she calls The Lost Opportunity of Puberty, which we will also be reading, after which we'll skip to the end of the book and read her concluding thoughts. So this is the introduction to The Last Act of the Silent Drama, The World Reacts with Horror. It is difficult to write about child abuse without taking on a moralizing tone. It's so natural to feel outrage at the adult who beats a child and pity for the helpless child that, even with a great deal of understanding of human nature, one is tempted to condemn the adult for being cruel and brutal. But where will you find human beings who are only good or only cruel? And my comment, the question presumes, class, makes no sense outside of it. Continuing, the reason why parents mistreat their children has less to do with character and temperament than with the fact that they were mistreated themselves and were not permitted to defend themselves. There are countless people like A's father who are kind, gentle, and highly sensitive, and yet inflict cruelty on their children every day, calling it child rearing. As long as child beating was considered necessary and useful, they could justify this form of cruelty. Today, such people suffer when their hand slips, quote unquote, when an incomprehensible compulsion or despair induces them to shout at, humiliate, or beat their children and see their tears, yet they cannot help themselves and will do the same thing again next time. This will inevitably continue to happen as long as they persist in idealizing their own childhood. Paul Klee is renowned as a great painter of magical and poetic canvases. His only child may have been the one person who was familiar with his other side. Felix Klee, the painter's son, told an interviewer, and this is Brueckenbauer on February 29, 1980, quote, he had two sides. He was full of fun, but he was also capable of playing his part in my upbringing by giving me an energetic whipping, unquote. Paul Klee made wonderful puppets, presumably for his son, of which 30 are still preserved. His son relates, quote, Papa constructed the stage in a doorway of our small apartment. He admitted that when I was in school, he sometimes put on a performance for the cat, unquote. Yet the father performed not only for the cat, but for his son as well. In view of this, could Felix hold against his father the beatings he was given?